Elagabalus and the Imperial Women, Influence and Power in the Severan Dynasty. During the Severan Dynasty, women from the Julian family of Emesa, modern-day Homs, in Syria, who were married to the Severan men, exerted enormous and often crucial influence over Roman government policies and events. Thus, Cassius Dio informs us that Julia Domna, Emperor Septimius Severus' wife, not only wielded immense power during her husband's tenure, but also actively and publicly oversaw the day-to-day operations of the Roman Empire throughout the reign of her slightly unbalanced son, Caracalla. How to Empress, First Imperial Women of Rome, Sex and the Roman Empire. Scandalous literature about Empresses Euphemia and Theodora. Caracalla, an emperor who received mixed evaluations, ruled for only 5 years. During this time, he murdered his co-ruler, his brother Geta, and his supporters, increased soldier pay, waged campaigns in the east where Macrinius was to be assassinated, and enacted the Constitutio Antoniniana, Antonine Constitution, which extended Roman citizenship throughout the Roman Empire. Julia Domna died soon after Caracalla's murder in 217 AD. Her death appeared to be the end of the Severan dynasty. Caracalla had appointed Macrinius to the prestigious office of Praetorian Prefect, and 3 days after Caracalla's assassination, Macrinius, a man without senatorial status, was powerful enough to convince the army to declare him emperor. Julia Domna's older sister, Julia Missa, quickly took control of the family's fate and restored the imperial throne. Julia Missa, aided by her two daughters, Julia Soemias and Julia Mamia, set about persuading Syrian troops to declare her grandson, Julia Soemias' son, emperor. Read more by Martini Fisher.